Welcome to episode, is it 12?
12.
We're already on number 12. Okay, welcome to episode 12, of the Just Keep Spinning podcast. This is Andre, and I'm here with, of course,
Andrew.
Say hi, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
We don't have a third chair today. We were supposed to, so that's why there's kind of a delay. We were supposed to have a third chair this week. We weren't able to make it. Of course, there was a setback. So we had a lot of stuff prepared for that guest, and we still wanted to hold off on that content. So whenever they're able to come on, which is hopefully soon, we're going to go ahead and cover that with them. But today's a big topic today, or it's probably going to be a short episode today. But the topic today, the mini topic that we're going to cover really quick is radio really relevant? So let me just go ahead really
quick. It's going to be a minisode.
A mini, shut up. He's being a jerk and he's just referencing something that I don't want him to reference. So the Instagram is Just Keep Spinning Podcast and the email is justkeepspinningpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and we're on SoundCloud now. So are we on there as Just Keep Spinning, right?
Yeah, we're on there and Just Keep Spinning.
Yeah, pretty much every other platform that you can listen to podcasts on, we're on there as Just Keep Spinning, not Just Keep Spinning Podcast. So like we said, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Stitcher, Deezer apparently.
Anywhere podcasts are found. I'm thinking this week we're going to try to upload on YouTube. I know we've been talking about it, and I've been kind of hesitant of doing it because I don't know if I have to do more work, but I'm going to look into it.
Yeah, we're always trying to provide different ways to make it easier for you guys to listen to us. So thank you so much for whether you this is the first episode you're listening, you've listened to every episode, you only listen to the ones you want to listen to. Thank you for sticking out and listening to us. We really do appreciate it. And like we said before, we have no sponsors. We're just a little DIY podcast here. So and thank you to Serge for letting us interview you at Crates last week. That was really informative and really awesome.
Yeah, that was one of our longest, that was our longest episode we've had,
and we probably could have gone on
and then we could have gone on longer. I mean, we were just talking, and you know, for whoever listened to it, because we did get a lot of listeners on that episode, we really appreciate you guys and sticking it out. Those if you stuck it out those 2 hours, there was a lot of content there, and there was a lot of nonsense, but I felt like it was really important that even with that little bit of stuff in between, it kind of gave you the personality of Serge and crates in general.
And just Serge, like we said, if you listen to the full episode, he comes from a musical family. You know, his parents were in bands and his dad was even a producer, correct?
I'm not completely sure.
Of some sort. He was involved in more of a behind the scenes aspect too, not just played in bands. But that was interesting to know, and maybe we'll have Serge on again and get some of those stories out of him. So let me go ahead really quick, and the highlights this week are going to be a little long because there are quite a few things that I did want to put out there for you guys because I really want you to know about them. So the first event is Las Calacas, which we've mentioned them before. They're like a cumbia fusion band. They're going to be playing there. It's actually going to be their CD release show. It's going to be at Last Exit Live. And that is, I believe, on September 1st. Look at me here. Like, I have all these notes written down because, believe it or not, I do write stuff down. And I try to have everything in order. But I forgot to write down the date. So let me just double check that really quick. So it is, I was correct. It's September 1st at Last Exit Live. The doors, if you get the tickets in advance, I believe they're $10. But the day of at the door, they're going to be $12. It's with Nomada, 4TA, and DJ Less. And it starts at 8 p.m. on September 16th at 7 p.m. at Mesa Amphitheater. My boy Miguel is going to be here. I'm probably not going to be able to go see him, so I'm really bummed about that because I'm so in love and obsessed with Miguel, but he'll be here, so it'll be nice to see him.
Him and his curly locks.
He doesn't have curly locks. He has, like, dreads now.
Oh,
he does have locks. You mean he has locks, but they're not curly. They're actual locks.
Well, I'm thinking when he used to have longer hair, just like
Yeah, long. He did. He did have some nice little wavy curly stuff
I'm referencing old Miguel, not new Miguel. Yeah, now I'm thinking about it. I picture him with his,
He wears like Hawaiian shirts now, and has locks, and he just kind of dresses whatever. So on September 7th at 10 p.m., it's Club 90s presents Selena Night at the Van Buren for $12. So I know that's popping. The last time it actually sold out. So probably will sell out again. You can buy the tickets online and do will call or print, you know, print your tickets at home, and it's free. I believe if there's still going to be tickets available the day of, which I don't think there would be because there wasn't the last time, it's going to be more.
And anything for Salinas.
Anything for Salinas. And then September 2nd, Sunday, September 2nd at Valley Bar, DJ Jamie Lee is going to be DJing. So that'll be pretty cool. And maybe I'll go make it to see her. It's Sunday night. I live far, so not sure if I will. But if you are in the area, go definitely go check Jamie out. So, Andrew, did you have any pickups for the last 2 weeks? Or the last week? Because we just did discuss pickups last week.
I ordered some stuff online. Got 145 from Daptone Records. And Benny, was it Trocan?
I think it's Torkin.
Torkin. Oh, man, you know, whatever. I got it for the B-side, which is Turn Back You Fool. Really good. Sweet Soul. I also got Barbie Arosa.
I'm proud of you, yes.
I got it right. Look at me. Look at me saying good stuff.
It's because Kale kept saying Bobby Orza. I think not him, but somebody. But anyways. Kale was involved in the discussion.
Yeah, I got 45 off Big Crown. And I also got a sign in the Sunliners off of Big Crown. But they didn't send it to me. So it's okay. Big Crown's going to take care of me. Shout out to Big Crown.
Yeah, he emailed them and they're like, oh, my bad. And they're going to send it. So thank you, Big Crown, for the amazing customer service, unlike the other, what was it? The other company.
The company that should have been left unnamed.
Yes, it's a color, right?
Yes, it has a color in it.
Yes, the name of the company has a color in it. So.
And it has a pig for a logo.
Yeah, so if you know who that is, they didn't really.
Yeah, the
do
ones
much
that say you can buy this record, and I try to buy it 6 times, and they just don't respond to me. Emails, messages, whatever.
And I've been pretty good. I haven't really picked up anything. My only thing that I did pick up was amazing. I will say the find of it was amazing, and the price of it was even more amazing than the find. And it's Aaliyah's self-titled record, which was the last record she released. I got it from Record Jungle, so shout out to Record Jungle. Like, again, always in California. They have so much stuff that we just don't really see here. So really jealous of Cali and LA and all you out there that get to dig and find awesome stuff. And it's not that we don't have good stuff. We do. It's just, you know, there's just more people and the way the industry works out there. So you guys get more variety.
Going top songs, top songs. So
and again, I don't know what they are.
So this week, since it is episode 12, I decided to do a year in that ended with 2. So I chose 1992.
1992.
You know what? I was going to do top 5, but there's some really good shit in here. I didn't look down past top 5, but so I'll go do top 10 today. Life is a Highway by Tom. Okay, I don't know how to say this. Cochran? Cochran, yeah.
C-O-C-H-R-A-N?
Yeah, Life is a Highway.
Is did the Rascal Flatts cover that? I don't know. Song that is. Life is a Highway, you know that song.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a cover.
I'm sorry if I hurt your ears.
Yeah, Drea's freaking got the pipes today. Stay by Shakespeare's Sister. Those aren't the ones I'm talking about.
I don't know.
John Sudeikis, Just Another
Sadaka,
Day.
Sadaka.
Sadaka, whatever this dude's name is. He's irrelevant. Well, he's not irrelevant.
Wait,
but
John Cicada?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Just letting you know, Andrew's never been formally diagnosed, but I'm going to do it right now. I think he's dyslexic.
Anyways, En Vogue, I can't fuck that up. Giving him something he can feel.
Oh, I love that song. When Fifth Harmony released that video, God, I can't remember what it's called. But I was like, they were trying to do like an En Vogue tribute thing. And that was a good Fifth Harmony song, and they broke up, whatever. What's the next song?
Number 6, you got Bobby Brown, Humping Around.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5,
we were like 7 when these songs came out, by the way.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back.
That's one of those videos that I always remembered on the box, which we talked about the box last week, because I remember just watching it when I was little and it was always on heavy rotation and being like, that's a big butt. Like, I knew it was supposed to be a butt, like the stump.
Yeah, the mountains. Look at that big ass out there.
Not the actual lady, the women, but like the figures that they had that were representing butts.
Yeah, sure makes a lot. That was a great video.
Kick your nasty thoughts and get to the next one.
We've got back. Number four, this is a nasty thought. Madonna, this is used to be my playground. Your favorite Madonna.
I don't care about Madonna. We can just go on.
Number three, November Rain by Guns N' Roses.
And the cold November, which is funny because someone had, when we got married, it was in November, and someone's like, you have to play that song. But I don't think we played it, did we?
We did not play November Rain.
I was going to play, but I just forgot to.
Number two, Baby, Baby, Baby by TLC.
Baby, baby, baby.
Yeah, it's a good jam.
Oh, baby. I used to love that song.
I could tell.
Yes, I know. I don't have that 12, though.
I don't think you
do. I have, like, the remix of it. I don't have the original. And what's number one?
Number one is End of the Road by Boys, B-O-Y-Z.
Okay, who wrote that song? Tell me right now. Quiz.
I don't know.
Wasn't it Babyface?
I don't have the artist credits on this, or writer credits,
but I believe
this
was
a Billboard chart.
Sorry, but I believe it was Babyface. So, Babyface, Jermaine Dupri, those two guys. Jermaine Dupri had nothing to do with End of the Road, but I feel like there's just so many producers in that from the 90s or early 2000s that made such an impact that people don't talk about. And those are two, like, people know Babyface in certain circles, but like overall, like the general population or public. So I love you, Babyface. Please come back. And he's still making music, but more people need to work with him and get his stuff out there.
I think we're going to get some. I need to get like a sounder that plays behind us. Like top 10. Like all
something dramatic.
Something dramatic that just like kind of loops behind us while we talk about the top 10, because I think it's important. But, you know, later days.
Later days.
So let's get on to our main subject. What's our main subject today?
So my thing is too, because So obviously if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably really passionate into music, whether it's records itself or just music in general. So we've touched on little things here about like digital versus tangible media a little bit. We've talked about, you know, all different kinds of stuff. But it's like, does anyone really listen to the radio anymore? Like, I want to know who is listening to the radio. I do sometimes, like there will be times when I'm like, you know what, I don't want to control the music, or I don't want to listen to a podcast and I want someone else to like curate that for me. So I'll turn the radio station on and I just immediately regret it. and it's not because I'm like one of those people that is like looks down on top 40, because I honestly don't. There's been so much amazing, beautiful music that has been popular. But I just feel like right now, and maybe it's my age, but I'm just not, the radio just doesn't do that much for me. What about you?
I mean, I think the biggest thing that I personally run into, I commute to work. So this morning is a good example. I didn't plug my phone in at all to put, like I said, didn't want to put on music, didn't want to put on podcast. I don't have any mixes. I didn't feel like just listening to one of them, you know, one of the things I already have built into my...
Were you just kind of in the mood, like where you said, where you're just like, I just don't want to deal with it, and I just want to turn it on.
Yeah. So I usually put on a Mega 104.3 because they play old school and shit like that, and so that kind of fits what I'm always in the mood to listen to. So whatever they usually play when they play music, I can dig. But I've seen lately, I know that it... I don't know who the fuck started it, and I really don't care, but like the whole like let's call your significant other and offer them a weekend stay some bullshit, and then they call them and off, you know, tell them whatever, and they tell you to write a message. So I heard that like on Mega 104.3, and I was like, okay, I don't want to really listen to this, I'm gonna change it. So I changed it, I think, to 101.5, The Morning Mess is what they have here in Phoenix. And they're doing the same exact thing. And then, obviously, John Jay and Rich do it. And it's just like, why does everybody do this? I mean, I know radio, especially morning shows, have to, you know, do different segments to do different things. But I think it's just too much sometimes. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just because they have to provide the audience in the morning. They feel like it's more of like an older audience, and I guess they just kind of provide that for entertainment because they do other little pranks too. John Jay and Rich has War of the Roses. That's the name of theirs. And then 104.3, it's called the Heartbreak Hotel. And I'm pretty sure that these things are actually staged and fake. It's like, you know, they're not actual real things going on. And I know there's all this controversy where John Jay and Rich claim that Ryan Seacrest stole that segment from them. I don't know who started it. And then back in the day, and it's still, they still have it here on 101.5, they have the Carmen calls where it's like, hola, this is Carmen. They like do that and they do prank calls on someone. But I'm like, these are so fake. Even back when I was younger and I would hear them, I would be like, oh, okay. But I don't know. I feel like they do them more now, or they push them more out and they play less music. Like, I, even if you're not like a big fan of some of the music nowadays, it just seems like there's just much less music being played on the radio. Almost like it's like a joke how MTV is called music television, or it was. They don't really go by that now. They are branded more just as MTV. And there's hardly any music, you know, on there. And it just kind of sucks because I want to be able to turn on the radio. And I want to turn it to, because back in the day, it feels like the formats were a bit more segregated. So we had Power 92.3, which was considered like the urban station, and play like rap, hip hop, R&B. And then there was 99.9, and that had like the infamous TJ on there was Delilah. She was at night, and then there was Beth and Bill in the morning. And they played more, I guess you would say, like adult contemporary, like Celine Dion. A lot of pop, like adult standards. And what other station was there?
We have KNIX, which has been like the country 102.5,
station.
102.5,
right?
Yeah, that's been like the country station. 97.9 or 98 KUPD has been there, which is supposed to be like the alternative rock station.
But not like indie, or more just like you think of like someone that was into like Ozzy Osbourne or System of a Down, right?
Yeah, that's, and then like they have like, well, back in the day they had The Edge, which would play multitudes of things. But
106.3. 100.3. The Edge.
Yeah, if you're in Phoenix, you know that, you know.
And then just they like moved,
you
to
know what Shane Company's, where Shane Company's at.
Where Shane Company, yeah. So, and so The Edge was, like Andrew's saying, it was sometimes, I mean, Craven Moorhead, who is like a legendary DJ in the Valley. He had the ska punk show, which specifically obviously played like ska punk music. But I mean, they did play some more like mainstream punk acts on The Edge, and they played, it's hard to say, like alternative rock, but not necessarily System of a Down. But they did play System of a Down, but stuff like, geez, I can't even think right now. But, and then 101.5 used to be The Zone, remember?
Yeah.
Like it eventually turned into Zone, which was like an alternative rock. And would play that stuff. And 104.3 Kiss FM wasn't actually in existence until we were already in high school. Or excuse me, 104.7. I'm sorry. My bad, 104.7. But, you know, the whole Clear Channel iHeartRadio thing, it makes it so when you are flipping through these stations, they sound exactly the same.
Yeah, I mean, we have one independent radio station out here, KWSS, which plays like alternative rock, which is like your indie rock.
93.9?
Yeah, 93. No, that's, I thought it was 93.3.
93.3 is Alt-AZ.
Okay, yeah, so and Alt-AZ, I believe they're a Clear Channel, and that's like our big indie station here. Which, you know, I'll tune into them once in a while, but they also have a lot of segments. You know, again, I know that radio can't just all be music. And there's going to be segments here and there. And there's obviously
talk radio,
just
too.
Just talk radio, yeah, obviously. But, you know, I just think that, I just feel like when we were younger, like, you know, growing up in middle school and shit, even when we were in primary school, you'd turn a radio station on and it was primarily music. And there would be, like, yeah, DJ there. They'd say a couple of segments. So, you know, a mini segment in between changing tracks. Because, obviously, you used to change tracks back then. But now everything's, like, computer-based, so...
I mean, it's been a computer-based thing for a while, but do you think it just, there was more variety? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I just think they had I think they had more, like, quote, DJs. Like, there'd be only an hour-long shows or, like, two-hour segments, and now it's, like, 4-hour locks for everybody or you know, 5 hour blocks for everybody.
Well, and I remember back in the day too, a big thing, especially on Power 92. I only remember this on Power 92 because that was the main, like I said, what was considered like the urban radio station. And then, of course, I cannot forget to leave out, and we touched on it. I touched on it with Rosie, and I think I might have mentioned it before. Melissa, the Midnight Mamacita, was on 92.3, and she played the slow jam. So, yes, we did have Art LeBeau and stuff like that, but Melissa, the Midnight Mamacita, really, like, she played that. And it wasn't necessarily oldies. It was more like that 90s slow jam R&B style. And she did throw an oldie in there every once in a while, too. But they actually had actual DJs, like DJing on the radio, like scratch, like turntablism on the radio. And I feel like they do now, but it's just still not as much. Like, I remember ET2 was talking about how they had the house, remember, like the after hours, and it'd be like house music. Do you remember he was talking about that? And I totally remember that, because I remember listening to that every once in a while, but not too much, because it wasn't really my thing. And then, of course, Albert Linus is a third. He's like the UFC DJ now. He's from here in Phoenix, and I remember him on the radio. The last DJ that really, really caught my attention, I think, on the radio, like actual turntablist DJ, was Chris Villa.
What station was he on?
Power 93 or 101.5. I believe it was Power... I don't know if it was Power 92, because then Power 92 migrated and it's Power 98, excuse me, now. But I remember I told you about Chris Villa, because this is like... I was like, I don't know. It's like every time this guy's on... And they have him on there, like, it holds my attention, and I listen the whole time, because he creates really great mixes. But just the radio in general, I mean, that whole idea of payola and all that stuff is, or do you know what payola is?
No.
So payola, the concept of payola is basically saying, they're saying, like, these record companies are paying these radio stations to play these songs to help it to get to number one and to help get it into people's ears. To have it stick so that they can go and be like, oh, I want to go buy that song. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you think that's a real thing?
I mean, I'm not going to say that it's not real. Obviously, these record companies are, you know, they're go hand in hand with, you know, the owners of these, which Clear Channel owns, like, majority of these radio stations here in Phoenix. So obviously, they're going to have relationships with certain record companies, and those record companies have relationships with certain artists. And those artists get the most playtime. Just like, let's say Taylor Swift, who's a huge pop star, on 104.7, which I don't listen to very often, I'm sure she gets plenty of play on that station when she has a new single. I think one time I listened, like, I was just, got out of the car, I came back, and they were playing the song again. Like, within, like, every 40 minutes, they were playing her song. So, yes, and yes, I do think they do that, but you know, obviously they're not going to come out right out and say that they're going to do it.
Well, yeah, because then they'd make the, you know, ethically it looks bad and it compromises the integrity of the radio station. But I believe payola is a thing. I mean, it is like they just have this list. And like I said, I know it kind of has always been like that, but I feel like it's even more so like that, especially because, like I was saying, back in the day, on every radio station, it doesn't matter what the format was. It seems like there was actual personality or segments to the DJ that was on the radio, not the turntablist, but the actual, like, the DJ, the one talking and that's supposed to be kind of like curating the music. They all had their own personalities or things that they liked to play. And maybe there was some of the same songs here and there, but I just felt like there was more of a variety. And nowadays, kids don't get that. And maybe the playing field's a little evened out now with digital media, because kids have access to listen to whatever they want. But I don't know, I just feel like it kind of makes me sad when I turn on the radio and, like, I'm not being exposed to anything new. That's how I feel.
I mean, well, obviously they're gonna have, like, the, like we were just talking about before we started recording, summer hits. You know, summer hits are just summer hits. Obviously, seeing big singles that come out are always going to be constantly played on the radio. It's always by the same artists. Whoever's popular, whoever's in the, you know, whoever's big at the moment, that's who's getting played the most. And that's why people are like, well, you know, like, that's why, like you said, payola, it makes it seem, it that's why it's real, because how can this artist continuously get playtime when there's so much music constantly getting put out there? And I understand it's really hard for a small artist to break through into, like, you know, the mainstream. But, you know, top 40 music, there is at least 40 artists out there who are in the top 40, and we're only hearing like 10 constantly over and over and over and over again. And that's just, you know, obviously that's just my thoughts on it. But, you know, I don't need to hear Drake every freaking 5 songs. Or every other commercial break, there's a Drake song.
Or literally almost besides country on every single stinking radio station.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked in shops where country music is played, and they're just as bad. They play the same songs every 45 minutes. So, you know, and I think there's only a few country stations here in Phoenix. So, you know, if you're listening to, quote, main, I don't know if there's like underground country. I really don't know much about country.
Yeah, there is like the pop mainstream country and then the other style of country.
Yeah, so, I mean, but yeah, I'm sure they have the same type of situation here. I can't speak for Cool Jazz. I don't know, is Cool Jazz still around?
It's because it was 95.5, and that's a different format now, but K-Jazz isn't around anymore. Or remember when The Peak was around, too? So it's like, we just have all these radio stations, or even the DJs, I felt like, back then were a little bit more, like I said, they had more personalities. Like, on The Edge, there was, of course, like I said, Craven Moorhead, Andy Hawk, Robin Nash.
Yeah, I'll say who's the girl in between for lunch.
Yeah, and those are the main personalities on Power 92. You had Kid and Ruiner in the Morning with Miss Drea, who I totally loved because her name was the same. That's the only reason. One, I liked her personality. But, I mean, there was Super Snake. There was Bruce Kelly. Like I said, Beth and Bill, Delilah. But nowadays, like, I don't hear kids saying, like, oh, yeah, you know, I listen to so-and-so to win tickets and this and that. It's not the same. They're not grabbing you. And like I said, I know part of it's digital media, but I think part of it has to do, like, radio has to own up to it. Like, you're just putting the same trash over and over. And even if it's not trash and it's good, it feels like it becomes trash because you're cycling those same handful of songs.
Yeah, I mean, even with On Mega, who plays different formats, and they have Art LeBeau, and they have different things come on. When they have, like, their local DJs play, they play a lot of the same songs over and over again. But there is a local station coming out, you know, they're very small, located in South Phoenix, right?
Yes, and that's actually what I like about that station, KDIF 102.9. So they service the underserved, what they say, community of South Phoenix. And they have really good formatting. So I took notice of them probably about a year ago or so. And I just noticed that they just kind of had different stuff. Like, they have some surf, like some garage or like punk, and then they have some jazz, and then they have like hip hop, and like just things that are so neat. And they don't just play. Like I said, I don't like to shame top 40. I really don't. I hate people that do that. Or I hate when people do that. Excuse me, because I just feel like, you know, we don't all have access to the same things, but they just put so much more out there. And if you can't get the 102.9 on your dial, what's great about nowadays is you can go and Google it and it'll come right up on their website and you can stream it from there. Because we've mentioned him before, Milky Jesse, he's played a set over there before, right? And we streamed it here.
Yeah, they had a couple local DJs on the Phoenix Funkeros were there, along with Jesse, Milky Lokes, and 520 Soul. And then so they're all playing music. Obviously, funk and, I guess, oldies go hand in hand, or soul music, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know,
caters almost to the same crowd.
Yeah, caters to the same crowd. So they had, like, something going on Sunday. And obviously, we're way out here in the West. So I just put it on and, you know, through my phone and just streamed it to our soundbar at home. And, you know, it's really nice to be able to get access to their music, because obviously we're not in South Phoenix, but they're at least trying to service that area. Like you said, they're really underserviced.
Yeah, underserved. So, and because of the fact that, you know, they really are an actual radio station. So, you know, unlike our podcast here, you know, where we can't really, you know, we shouldn't be playing like music clips, they can do that there because they have the licensing for it, because they're a legitimate radio station. They're legal, they're all legit, stuff like that. So we, you know, like I said, the point of our podcast is to highlight other things and that we feel like are cool or great going on in the community. And that's something that definitely is coming out of here in Phoenix, and I believe all the content is locally produced. And as far as like the person creating the content, obviously if they're playing the music, they're playing music from elsewhere, you know, potentially. But it's just finding those things that are out there, like we said, because I do like just turning on my radio, but sometimes it's not on there. And I used to have satellite radio, and even though it is a little bit better and there's a lot more channels, they do kind of cycle to some of the same songs.
I mean, I used to listen to Shady 45 and what's the other one? Right, was that Shady 45 is like 45, obviously 45, and 44 is Hip Hop Nation.
There's hip, yeah, and then I used to listen to, I think it was called The Heat.
The Heat, yeah, but they all recycle the same songs. I mean, they have, but there's a little more variety because certain DJs have certain slots, and they're usually like 2 hours long, and they're based out of New York, and obviously most of them are based out of New York or in L.A., and they'll bring underground artists
or Chicago.
Like, I remember I was listening one time to, I think it was Hip Hop Nation, and the DJ did a whole episode just on samples. He picked a song and he played every sample from that song. And there was like 7 or 8 different songs. And it was really, really interesting to see how
it breaks it down.
How he broke it down. I mean, we don't, you know, I don't know about any other city, but here in Phoenix, there's nothing like that here. Maybe at KDF, maybe I'll get that someday, but I'm really not sure. As far as I know, it's mostly maybe for a side a couple, like I said, KWSS. Most everything is pretty much top 40. Even all in indie rock stations or alternative rock station, it's all top 40 to that genre or country music. Or even, I don't know about classical. The classical music station, I don't think they do that.
I don't even know what the hell it is. But to keep it real, and it's not to talk bad, because I do, like I said, occasionally I'll listen to it. But KWSS is not the same as it used to be. Like, I would say that they played a little bit more variety, especially in the morning when I would listen to Beef Vegan. So he started out just basically interviewing people, I believe, in his garage, and it was his passion project. He wasn't getting paid for it, which is hilarious. But and he ended up turning it into like an actual DJ job, and he's in Tucson now. He left here, but he was on KWSS. But he, I felt like some of the, you know, the music that he played, he really did play things that were not really broken out into the mainstream yet, and he played a variety of like, not just like indie rock or like one genre, because I know indie rock's a really vague thing to say, but he would even play, like, I remember he had played Lorde on there before she like blew up, stuff like that. And it was, and it felt like that was, I think, the last morning show that I remember listening to and really like thinking like every morning I had to listen, because back in the day that's how it was.
Yeah, I tune into him every morning just to hear it, and then he'd take phone calls from people and have them on the radio.
I would call them. I won so many tickets.
I won tons of tickets because people were calling from their cell phones. I'd call from a landline, and it was so much faster. I won tons of tickets from him, and you know, if you called him and said, hey, this is an artist you should put in rotation, he'd be like, all right, whatever, I'll throw it on there, because you know what, that's the type of dude he was. But, you know, it was an independent radio, and I was just listening to KWSS today, which is funny, because, again, I was trying to find something to listen to that wasn't top 40 or the same indie sound. A lot of indie music sounds the same now. It's really hard to differentiate.
I don't think it does.
I think
just what you're thinking, what's getting played on the radio. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a lot more out there, but I guess it's not. I'm just not coming across it anymore. But yeah, I would love listening to it.
You got your head too deep in them 45s.
My head is so deep into the 60s soul that I can't figure anything out anymore.
I know. Well, but like you're saying, it just I feel like it kind of sucks, because I remember. Yes, the whole stereotypical, those damn memes of, oh, 90s kids, you know, you sit next to the radio. Yes, that was me. Get my damn cassette tape, wait for the song, record to make my little mixes, record so much over one tape that when I start recording new stuff on it and I play it, in the background, I can hear my old mix because I just kept recording over it so much. But I just feel like it just kind of sucks because kids don't have that exposure of like, you know, I'm going to sit in my room and I'm just going to turn on the radio and I'm just going to lay there or draw or write or read or whatever the hell you do. It's like, you know, that's how I, even beside from the what you get to expose to from your parents or your family or cousins or friends, it's like radio was still a way back then to discover something new that you didn't really know about. And it's like, that just doesn't happen. And like I said, I don't know, I just feel like top 40 is kind of suffering. We don't have any, I'm all for, you know, little pop divas. We don't really have any front runners right now, except, like I said, so I forgot to mention this, but not last week, but the weekend before, my friend Edna, she gifted me tickets. So our daughters are only a year apart, and Edna and I are obviously the same age. We went to high school together. That's how I met Edna, and they were to Panic at the Disco because she knows that my daughter liked Panic at the Disco. So she was really kind and sweet enough. So thank you, Edna, for gifting me those tickets. So she was going with her daughter, and she gave me a set for my daughter and I. And to be honest, I listened to, and I've mentioned Brendan Urie on here before. So I Write Since Not Tragedies. I listened to Pretty Odd. And then the stuff after that, I occasionally listened to it, but I wasn't like a hardcore listener. But after that night, Andrew can tell you, I'm a panic.
She was in love. She's like, oh my God, he took his shirt off.
No, I did not. He did take his shirt off, but I didn't say it like that. No, the children around me were getting crazy. Oh my God, Brendan Urie. And I stand by what I said. Brendan Urie is the pop queen we need, but not the one we deserve. Because that dude was, and that's the thing. And I said that before because I've read interviews with him previously, that this is someone that really cares about their craft. I'm not saying this dude is a second coming, nothing like that, but I'm saying he puts time and effort into what he's doing. He cares and thinks about what he's doing. He gave his audience, I was shocked that that thing was sold out. I was shocked that they were playing freaking Gila River Arena. Like, I thought it was at Comerica. Because he was like, where's it at? I'm like, oh, I think Comerica. And then I looked again. I'm like, oh, shit, wait, it's at Gila River. Oh, shit, wait, it's sold out. I'm like, who the hell is buying these tickets? So when I went there and I seen the audience, and it was a good mixture. Obviously, it was mostly, like, younger, probably like around 13 to 16 at the most. And then you would see like a lot of mom and daughter. So probably like women my age that had kids young and their kids are now like teens. So that was interesting, but the whole crowd was into it. And it just really goes to show you too, that a crowd can make or break something, because there were some songs I didn't really know, but I still enjoyed the whole show because Brendan Urie was entertaining. The crowd was into it, and bless you. And it makes me think, sorry, Anders, but it really makes me think, like, why isn't this dude getting played on the radio? Because, I mean, every once in a while I would hear a panic song, like currently, but do you ever hear them, Panic at the Disco songs?
No, I very, very seldomly
like,
hear
I mean, like,
the
new,
disco.
Like, even their old stuff, I don't really hear on.
I mean, the last song I can remember hearing on the radio was the 5 in the Afternoon song, or 9 in the Afternoon?
9 in the Afternoon, which he did play, and he played the piano, and it's beautiful.
did he do it shirtless?
No, he didn't. So, and let me tell you, this guy,
he was like, take off your pants, next.
I did not. He just shut up. He's too pretty. He's too pretty. No, so anyway, so there was fire, and he was dancing on the fire. He played piano, played guitar, he played the drums. This dude played the piano on this freaking floating platform thing. He did a fucking black backflip off of his drum kit. Like, he gave those people their money's worth, especially for me, because mine was free. But, you know, I was like, you know, if Panic came again, I would go see them. And it made me want to listen to their music more. And it made me wonder, where is this guy? You know, because basically it's Brendan Urie in the back of band. So, like, why is this dude not getting played on the radio? He's sold out and all this other stuff. And I think it's just because the landscape of music is different right now. Like, anything that's pure pop, and because that guy's pure pop, he doesn't have R&B elements to his music and stuff like that. He's literally in his own lane, and he's working it, and he's doing his thing, and he's doing awesome. So props to you, Brendan Urie / Panic at the Disco. I am totally a new fan. I take back all that shit that I used to talk about you. I never said you're ugly, but I'm just saying. But yeah, it's just interesting to me that dude can have such a huge fan base but not being played on the radio, that it shocked me that he sold the arena out. Like, I just could not believe it. I was speechless. I'm like, where did all these people come from? And, you know, I don't know. And just seeing that it's not being played on the radio and that people complain about the radio, I'm like, so is the radio just not actually keeping up with the times? Like, the radio's too controlled, do you think?
I think it is extremely controlled. I mean, again, Drake constantly on the radio. Right now, Cardi B constantly on the radio. Taylor Swift is always on the radio, even though her album's like almost a year old, she's still on the fucking radio.
Yeah, but to Cardi B's defense, she is considered more of like a newer-ish artist. Drake has been around now for like 10 years or so.
Drake has like fucking had five songs like on the top 10 when he dropped his album. That's out of fucking control. Understandably, he's a big artist. There's a lot of people who listen to him. That album wasn't that good. The Kiki song, whatever fucking song's name is. I can't think of it right now. Is it Something in Your Feelings?
I think it's in my feelings. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't know. I didn't listen to the album.
That's right. Yeah, that song's not that good. But, you know, those are the things that I really think that the radio is controlled in a lot of different ways. But, you know, it is what it is. Someday, hopefully, radio will come back. Hopefully, we'll find the Midnight Mamacita.
Or even SZA. Okay, SZA was a big album last year, and I did not hear that shit on the radio. Like, maybe once in a while, but I never heard it on the radio. But she went platinum, like, just recently. But, and it makes me think, too, so all these designations from back in the day, like, artists going platinum and gold, and artists can go platinum now, but I'm like, it's so much different. To me, they need to, like, do a cutoff and do new recertifications, because it's so much easier for someone to go platinum nowadays with streaming.
Well, I don't think the platinum sales is different. Now it's platinum streaming, because that's what pretty much everyone gets. Like, DJ Khaled gets it in, like, 10 seconds for the same song. He releases the same song every freaking 2 months. But yeah, it's just platinum certification. I really don't know. Like, I'm not going to try to act like I know, cause I don't have it in front of me to actually tell you the numbers, but yeah, I think that they should change it and make, cause there's stuff with that too, right?
Yeah. Like, I know there is some sort of difference, but to me, they literally, like, in the, the Billboard book or the freaking RIAA book, which is the Recording Industry Art Association. I can't remember what it stands for, but the RIAA is the one that doles out these certifications of, like, platinum and gold and all the other stuff. But I just feel like there needs to be more of a designation, too, because I just don't understand, like, when a record would sell, like, a million records back in the day, those were a million pure sales, meaning a million copies were actually sold. And not just that, but all that controversy with Drake and Beyonce with the fake streams. Remember, we're seeing that, the fake streams?
Yeah.
And I mean, Kanye, too, had fake streams.
Yeah, it's just, you know, anything. It's like, you know, you're going to get streams and you're going to get, like, the most popular, you know, be super popular. You're a huge artist. Why do you need to do that to just make to skyrocket yourself even more? I don't know if it's them or if it's their team or if it's their PR person or if it's their label, whatever. They're huge artists. They don't need help like that.
Well, the weird area about that is not only is it, I mean, a way for them to manipulate their numbers, but they're getting paid off of that too. So it's like, and I know artists don't get paid much per streams, but the record companies, you know, take the majority of that. But that's what I'm saying. It's just this whole thing. But then you do see somebody like Beyonce who constantly sells out tours, but she's nowhere on the charts. She's never on the charts. And Beyonce's never really been a big chart person. The same with Britney Spears. Well, Britney was blacklisted from radio, and so was Janet Jackson. I'll do another episode about that another time, of all the blacklisting that goes on in the industry and stuff like that. But it's like, but these people are, you know, Beyonce's now, she's, you know, pretty much iconic, legendary, but you don't really hear Beyonce on the radio. But that's what I'm saying. It must be that just radio's out of touch. Radio needs to get it together.
Yeah, radio. Yeah, if you're on radio and you listen to this podcast, get it together.
You can tell us we're full of shit.
Yeah, you can tell us we're full of shit.
No, I don't have a problem with that.
You know, justkeepspinning@gmail.com. Let us know that we're full of shit.
If you can get through typing all that to us, the justkeepspinningpodcast@gmail.com, then I am so very proud of you. But, yeah, so I think that's pretty much it for today. Yeah. Like we said, it's going to be a shorter episode. I do appreciate everyone that's listening. Our Instagram is Just Keep Spinning Podcast. Our email is justkeepspinningpodcast@gmail.com. And I'm going to be playing. I said I was going to play it yesterday, but like I said, we've had so much going on. Or today, excuse me. I apologize. I will probably play it on Thursday, the Full Side Run. So Full Side Run.
Full Side Run is the our Mixler. On our Mixler, we do a album, a whole entire album from side to side. From start to finish, we just stream it live on our Mixler. And, you know, like this Aaliyah album that Drea has, you know, there you told me that there was no digital media of it, right?
Yeah, so that's the thing with Aaliyah. Now, even before, there was a while that you could only get, like, things like Are You That Somebody? Because that was on the Dr. Dolittle soundtrack. Try Again, because it was on the Romeo's Must Die soundtrack. And I can't remember the other song right now on Romeo Must Die, but you could get, or anything that was on like a compilation, but her actual album, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number, is now available on pretty much all formats to stream. But One in a Million and Aaliyah, her last album, is not available to stream. So there has recently been a Greatest Hits put out there to stream within the last, I believe, few months. But those two albums are not, and I do think that does affect Aaliyah's legacy. I know all these people try to play that they were listening to her when they weren't, yada, yada, yada. I'll get into that a different day. So many other topics. But, you know, people don't actually really know fully her music. If you want to listen to it, people go on YouTube and they type it in for One in a Million or Aaliyah to actually listen to the full album, because there's no other way to do it. So that's why... what's our name on the Mixler? Is it Just Keep Spinning?
Yes, it's just Keep Spinning.
Okay, so like we said, Full Side Run is what we're calling when we're going to play an album in entirety. And the stuff that we try to pick is stuff that you're not going to be able to hear like on another format, or like rare stuff. Like we played the Vip Vop tapes for the whole Cramps compilation. We played that J-pop boogie disco record, stuff like that, stuff that's interesting and stuff that you probably just can't get anywhere else. So I'm going to be playing that Thursday at 7 p.m. as long as nothing else happens. To me that's the best day for me to do it, and I hope you guys listen at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And we should have some a guest this upcoming week. Again, Instagram's Just Keep Spinning, justkeepspinningpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. We really, really, really appreciate it. I can't tell you how much I do appreciate it. And anything, last words you want to say?
Oh, no. Just like Drea said, thanks to everybody. I know this may sound weird, but we would love, if anybody is out there listening and is from the 90s and who loved that radio and who listened to Power 92.3 at night and listened, because I know I did every time I went to sleep. We would love to talk to the Midnight Mamacita if we can find her. We don't know where she is, but if you're out there somewhere and you know her, let us know, because we'd really like to talk to her.
Yeah, all her social media handles that she's had, the few, they're like all dead, and they've been dead for a few years. Like, she's not, just her social media handles, it's like she just fell off the charts. So if you even have a connect that you can connect us with somewhere that you're like, I think this might lead somewhere eventually, you know, it could lead to something else, please let us know. I really would love to interview her. That would make me so happy. And she just plays such an important role in the Valley in shaping so many musical interests. Like, literally every Mexican girl that grew up here, they're like, oh yeah, I totally love Melissa the Midnight Mamacita. So I'd just like to thank her for her influence. So with that being said.
Yeah, just one last thing. iTunes reviews.
Please. I know I'm begging right now.
Yeah, I mean we receive you guys listening. So if you just took a few seconds. That it, hey, I know it sucks. Hit the login and all that shit. But, you know, give us a review. We really appreciate it. We really, again, I can't stress enough that we'd really like
even
to hear
from
people.
Even just listening, too, though.
Yeah, just send us an email, direct message on
Instagram.
On Instagram, whatever format you can reach us on. Just say hi to us. We'd really like to know the people who are listening to us. We'd really like to communicate with them. We have a Twitter, but we are yet to use it.
And we still are in the process of making the Facebook. And I would like to add that we will be doing a giveaway soon.
Yes, we will be doing a giveaway. We'll be doing that in association with the record store. We're going to work that out. And so keep an eye out for that. We'll be posting about it pretty soon.
Yes, so thank you very much. This is Andrea, and that over there is
Andrew.
And don't stop digging and just keep spinning.
Thanks, guys.